Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship, and we'll be going there in about 10 minutes here. So we'll first do an emotional clearing for everybody. So sit back and relax. Here we go. 7 days ago cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's do a mental body clearing. 7 days ago cleared. Wow, a lot of you are mental out there. 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's do a physical body pain clearing here. 7 days ago cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So coming up in a couple of weeks here on Sunday, we're having our 8-hour marathon again for healing. It'll be 3 consecutive Sundays. This is to get rid of alien life forms that are living in our space, in our bodies. These are invisible energies. They're shadow bodies, shapeshifters, extraterrestrial worms, parasites, etc., octopus energy, squid energies. You know, you've probably seen these also on, you know, sci-fi movies, recently. So these are also in us. They're just telling us what we have, but they don't actually say that we have them in us. But they're here, and so this will help you do a lot of healing inside of your body as these things get released from you, because they're taking up the space that your spirit is supposed to reside in. So we're going to be doing some special organ clearings on these 8 days, concentrating on these alien extraterrestrial energies that have inhabited our bodies against our free will. So Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Hi, yes, I'm here, and hello and welcome, everyone. And if you're new to the program, like Ron said, we'll be doing live healings throughout the hour. And if you have any questions that you'd like to ask about what these healings are all about, then we welcome your participation. You can either call in, and I'll give you the number in just a moment, or you can also type in a question on the fast chat if you're on VBS radio right now live. And the call-in number, if you'd like to come on and ask Ron a question, is 888-815-9756. Give you that one more time. It's 888-815-9756, and we just really love it when people call, so we welcome your calls and also your questions on the fast chat. And I guess I'll just turn it back over to you to get it rolling. Are you there, Ron?
Yep, we're here, so let's go to the light ship. And naturally, this only works live. This will not work on the archives because of alien attacks and abductions, et cetera, that we still have here. And people somehow think that doesn't occur, but it does. I get people all the time talking to me about it, about seeing aliens and being up on ships, et cetera, against their free will. So here we go. If you have any animals or pets that you would like to bring along, just think of them now in your consciousness. And we're getting ready to go up, and we'll probably go for about 10 minutes or so. You're going to be taken up out of time. You're still going to be where you are. Remember, when you're not here, then you're going to be on the light ship, and the light beings will start to work with you. So again, you want to request your healings, and here we go. I'll just count to five so you can actually feel the frequency change around you. You're going to be in the present moment in place of being in time. Remember, the in time energy is what we live in here. And when you're in the time energy, then you're connected to your horoscope, your natal chart, and that indicates that you're controlled by the darkness, where the light only works in the present moment, in the now. So, and your spirit connects to you with your divine energy and your heart center. This is where you should be a lot of times in your life if you can be. So here we go. We're going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're there. Let's first go to the room where they release pain from our body. This is the pain release rooms. Many rooms are there. We all have our own particular healing teams that are working with us. And the healings are between you and the light being doctors. So here we go. Request healing. We're in the pain room. I'll bring in the energy right now down here so you can actually experience that. If you wish to come on and scroll down on the monitor screen, go to Creation Light Shift Healing. Scroll down about an inch on the scroll bar beneath the blinking flower. And from there, you're actually going to be able to see a light being. We're going to energize the light being right now with some of the male energies. And the males are the ones that do a lot of the healing work on the light shifts. You can actually feel their presence. And here they come. Great. Okay, so you may feel energies in your body shifting right now. And we're going to go to another location. We'll go to the hot tub area. This is where they actually take away some of the poisons that we have on our bodies, detoxifications. This is like a major detox. It's happens very quickly, though. So here we go. We're in this room here. If you're in an area where it's really warm, you can request to have your body temperature go down slightly. If you're in a cold area, then ask to have it increase a little bit. So we're bringing that energy here, and we're in different colored gels. And this particular gel is a cream color. So here it comes in through the monitor screen through the light beam. So here we go. I'll count to 10 as it comes in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just kind of experience this here. We're going to go to one other room. Then we'll put some music on for you so you can experience these healings. And let's go into the room where the dolphins are. This is a large pool of water. And if you wish to feel the dolphins, you can put your hands in front of you and do like a circular motion. You actually feel the presence of their skin. So here we go. Remember, on the light ship, you're actually having this experience physically. So down here, you actually bring back the energies, too. So here we go. Here comes the dolphin. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll put some music on for everybody. You want to request healing because the light beings and the divine energy only works in the present now. And each now is a different type of situation for you as far as your healings. So you must request healings. This is why they will never go against their premise of free choice, free will. So you want to keep requesting. Here we go. Another room on the light ship, and let's go in the room where they have the silver waterfall energy. So again, if you have a problem in your body, just request healing from the energy. These are all conscious energies, and here comes the silver water. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And what we'll do is they have a special room where they actually put inside of your mouth, it's kind of like a waxed, like a spongy type of, it feels like kind of like foam in your mouth. So here it comes. So you may actually feel it. You might feel your saliva change instantly right now. This is to help eliminate infections in your body. And you might feel the taste of silver. And it's wrapping around your gums and your teeth right now and also going down the back of your throat. So if you have any congestion there, and also now it's going into your sinuses. So again, you might want to take a couple of deep breaths here. And here we go. I'll bring in this energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, I'll put some music on, request your healing, and we'll see what they can do for us. They're working on our legs right now, and working on our ankles and knees. And we have a couple of latecomers, so we'll take them up right now also. So here we go, you guys. And you're up there right now. So again, just request healing. And here's some music for you to listen to. Just kind of relax gently. for the bumblebee room. So let's go into that room here. You can ride on a bumblebee. They're very, very large. And enjoy here. This is quite nice. So here comes the bumblebee energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Chip will actually recreate your spirit energy. This will be you in totality, twin flame and you as one. So I'll count to 10. This is love comes walking in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so right now we're having a conference with the Light Beam Doctors, and they're discussing our healings tonight that we've had. The healings are between you and the doctors on the light ship. This is creation energy itself, and we're getting ready to come back, so our animals and pets are now joining us. So I'll count to five again as we come back and get disconnected from the light ship energy. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 12, 8, 9, and 10. So you count it to 10. So Sylvia, are you there in cyberspace?
Yeah, I am. Wow, that was wonderful. Just those few minutes on the light ship just is so precious and wonderful. And time completely stops, and I'm sure all those of you that were experiencing that, just it's hard to put into words just how beautiful it feels. And after a few minutes of that, you know, and feeling so much love and divine energy in just what we were maybe there 5-10 minutes, if you'd like to experience more of that, I really can't recommend highly enough the conference calls that Ron does every Friday and Monday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time for 1 hour in length. So 1 hour on the light ship for healings, just like we just experienced, only just a whole hour's worth. And every time you go, it kind of seems to get better and better as far as, you know, as you go consistently. You have that chance to work on, you know, whatever you need to work on. That many times, all those opportunities to, like Ron sometimes says, rub elbows with the divine, and just it kind of keeps you in that beautiful divine energy and helps you walk into a new paradigm in your life. And so it's really a blessing to go. And they're very, very affordable. I believe they're $20 for an entire hour of healing. And I think that you can also sign up for a frequent flyer special, as Ron calls it. Just contact him for that and come on board. So also there's a conference call every Wednesday, which is half an hour of light ship healing and followed by half an hour of divine water activation, which is also, of course, still having the healings going on during that time. But it's water activation just for you personally by the light beings on the light ship for whatever it is that you will need for your body for the 7 days following the conference call. So lots of healing opportunities with these conference calls, with the healings Ron was talking about at the beginning of the hour, the marathon Sundays that are coming up, three of them this month, and also the Saturday 4-hour once a month wonderful ascension preparation and healing session, which I believe is on the 15th. Ron, you can correct me if I have the dates wrong, but I believe it's Saturday the 15th of August from 1 to 5 p.m. Pacific, and that's also involves the water activation. And then the three marathon healing Sundays are the 16th, 23rd, and 30th of this month. So, you know, if you really look at it, by the end of this month, today is August 1st, by the end of this month, you could be in a completely different paradigm. Your life can be completely different, your organs rejuvenated. Some of these critters and entities that Ron's been talking about moved out of the body, and your own divine spirit in and integrating with every cell in your body. So, basically just a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for healing throughout the whole month. So come on board, and, I guess that's all I have to say about that right now. And over to you again, Ron.
Okay, so anybody out there have any questions, you can call in if you wish. And now we'll just start some sample healings here. I think the most popular one now that people have done, and I really can't do a sample, but that's your barcode for death. we call it the death barcode. And it's $150, and you also get another death barcode off of you for, you know, emotional stress. So what happens is, just to talk about it just briefly here, is 10 years prior to your first death barcode, which could be any time, it depends how the dark side wants to take you out of here, you start getting tired and start losing your life force energy. Then that first barcode comes into place, and if you somehow bypass that time and you somehow are able to keep living, then you're normally down about 30 to 40% of your life force energy. And then that comes about and you come up to your second death barcode, which could be you know, within a year to maybe typically 10 years away from that. And then you start losing more energy because after the first one, you're already down maybe, say, 40%. And then you start approaching your second one. And we'll say that it's 10 years apart. And you probably take out another maybe 30% of your energy away from you. This is what the dark side does. And naturally, you're able to have more physical problems, which is what they want to have, you know, happen to you. So all of a sudden, you're running maybe on 60 to 70% less energy. And if you happen to bypass that one, the third one normally takes you out. And that could be within probably a short time after the second one. So getting this barcode off of you is very, very important. And what happens is once you have it, you get all this energy back into your body because your body now can do some healing work. And the mind of your body, which has been shut down because it knows that your body's dying and doesn't necessarily want to help you because it can't, because it's being controlled by the darkness, which is time energy, which is mind energy, universal mind, collective consciousness, you know, all these things that people talk about, the New Age terms. This is all the darkness energy because it's not from the heart, and it's in a time-based reality. So when you're in the time-based reality, you're in darkness. This is a separation between light and dark. When you're in the heart, then you're in the light. This is where your spirit resides. And that's the whole thing that we normally talk about here, is to get you more into your spirit energy in the present moment and to become heart-centered. And then when once you're heart-centered, then you're in the present moment and the time energy around you just kind of goes away. You have to still deal with life naturally because everybody else here is living in time, but you're able to have a more peaceful life. So we'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so how about a few questions from the fast chat, Ron?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so we have Pauline, and she's wanting to know what clearings to get to be the spirit we connected with on the light ship. I guess when she's talking about when we went into the spirit room where our spirit was created, and we felt that our original spirit walking into us.
Well, I have a series that I do, which is called the 4-in-1. And the 4-in-1 actually connects you to your twin flame energy. That's normally for almost everybody off-planet. And you do have that connection, an energetic link. Your twin flame normally will not stay with you because it's having its own experience elsewhere. But that's one of the clearings that we do. I also do spirit clearings from point of conception off the light ship to now for you, and I also do that for your spirit twin flame energy because naturally it may have had problems too. So sometimes your spirit comes into like even the earth plane here where it's not complete in wholeness, so you want to get all those energies cleared up so that you can have a more powerful spirit here. But as far as what you felt today on the light ship, it would be impossible to have that experience continuously because of the darkness that's here. It's just too hard to hold and to bring in your complete spirit energy. When the darkness leaves, it'll be a different story, if it does leave. But the light ship now is doing a lot of work to get rid of the darkness energies. And unfortunately, we brought a lot of darkness to our planet maybe the last week with the firing of the grid. And unfortunately, these people doing this here who connected with the aliens out there to bring in this energy, thinking that the Earth spirit cannot handle its own affairs here of love energy, which is why we have such a problem here, because people are actually doing mind energy transmissions, mind energy clearings, and bringing in these vortexes. You can watch the movie The Mist, It's on YouTube, and get an idea of what's out there. This is more of a physical form, but on our 8-hour calls, we get rid of the invisible ones that are causing you physical problems. And these do-gooder people bring these energies right into us, into the planet here, which is going to hurt a lot of people for ascension, because the dark side, you know, comes in here full bore. The alien energies are brought in because people don't know the difference of light and dark. And once you connect to these energies and they have a gateway, a way to come through them, whoever's doing the particular session of meditation or whatever, the dark side will come through them and come right to the planet. So you're actually a doorway. And unfortunately, this is what happens. So, and this has been done here, you know, throughout humanity. People worship things outside of themselves. You can think of the sun god worshiping, where they killed all the people. You know, the Mayans did this here for whatever reason. But the ETs just love that, to take away spirit energies from everybody. So the main thing is like Jesus said, don't go outside of yourself. Stay inside, you know, knock, the door will be open. That's your spirit and your heart center. And that's the only place where you can get the divine energy. It's never inside of your head. But yet everybody teaches that you have to go outside of yourself to do that, which is very, very sad. And this is why we have overpopulation here on the planet, because the people here don't know enough to stay inside. They go outside and search things, astral travel, etc. And this is all a detriment to your spirit, and can actually harm your spirit. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, we've got a lot of great questions here. So let's see, Heal is asking, when we detach from the light ship, what transportation are we using? A type of boat of some sort? It does feel like a descent in an airplane.
Yes, you're actually connected to an energetic tunnel of light. And so you're being actually taken out of time. And this is what you're actually sensing, and you're feeling the light energy all around you. And if you're able to perceive on the light ship to see things, you're actually going to be able to see in the present moment the different light beings working with you. And that's the difference. When you're on the light ship, even though you're still here physically, when you're in time, you're there out of time. Remember, when you're not here, where are you? And the way I can describe that is, in time, you have on, off, on, off, on, off, just like on a computer, you know, ones and zeros. And if you slow down time slow enough, you can actually see when you're not here. So just think of the old time, like 8mm movies, where you could actually slow the frames down and you can actually see a space in between. And it's much like your electricity. Here in the States, we have 60 cycles, and it goes from a positive peak to a minus, but somewhere in the middle there, there is no time, and everything is turned off, and that's the same way. So when you're turned off, you're in the light ship. So you will feel that shift in consciousness, and almost everybody will actually sense it. And this is probably what you're sensing, is the energy of the light ship when we turn it off and bring you back here, because that energy link is no longer accessible to you. So I hope that answered the question. So you are up in like a white light tunnel, and this is what you're experiencing. But you're being beamed back and forth continuously at your body frequency rate of manifestation. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, Ron. Well, we have Twiggy on the line on the fast chat asking if you can do a clearing of some sort to take off the influence of numerology on us.
Well, I can do a sample clearing. I have that on the website, I believe. That's what I call planetary clearing. So in numerology, we have typically like maybe 12 planets that people talk about. There's actually probably a couple thousand of them or more. So when you figure that these 12 are just what people talk about, and you have 2,000 additional ones courting you, connecting to you, sending you mind control transmissions, to your spirit, to your body, it gets pretty bizarre and pretty disconcerting, because what you're doing is you're living the life of aliens who want to control you. So here we go. Remember, the divine does not do that. And so some people, they go, why do you knock the aliens so much, Ron? Well, the ones that are doing this to us are still doing it. And if they were in love energy and willing to help us, then they would be doing so. so I'm not a proponent of extraterrestrial energies, only because I haven't seen them come here to actually help us physically, and we're still in mind control. And until we get out of that, we don't have really a chance here too much to become more of who we really want to be because of these many things. That's why we do so many clearings on people to get you out of this situation. So the ones that have had the planetary clearing, I would say for most of them, if not all of them, they don't really feel the planets any longer connecting to them. And I don't know if I have an unlimited on the website or not, but if I don't have one, I'll be putting one up for that so you can do it daily. Because you can be reconnected somewhat. So here we go. But normally once you get a couple of thousand off you, it's very hard for them to reconnect over again because the light ship is there to help you, to sustain the energy, and to allow them, or allow yourself to keep the frequencies of light rather than have but taken away from you like what happened previously. So we're going to take away 10 planets. So the best way to experience this is to think of a physical problem that you're dealing with, a pain possibly. Also, it will do mind transmissions to you. So you might want to think of your thoughts that you have. Maybe you have reoccurring dreams. Maybe you have reoccurring situations. We do a mind loop clearing. But normally, I like to have people look at a physical problem and or just feel your body energy. So here we go. Planet number one released, two released, three released, four released, five released, six released, seven released, eight released, nine released, and 10 released. So like I said, just kind of do a body scan here and just see how you're feeling. Remember, you have a couple thousand of these, if not more, attached to you. This is 10 of them. This is why I wanted you to focus on one particular issue so you can just actually see how your body's doing and feeling. So back to you, Sylvia. Otherwise, you won't have a clue.
Okay, we had a question from Anne about the, I believe this is about the death barcode that you were talking about earlier, and wondering if that can be done absentee.
Yes, it can, but you have to have somebody do it for you. So on an absentee healing, what you normally would do is, we'll say that you have a person that you want to have this healing for. So you have to yourself, doing it for a person, be on your computer for 8 hours continuous to get rid of the death barcode. But yes, it does work absentee for people. So back to you, Sylvia, and I've had people actually do that, you know, to do their family members, et cetera, because a lot of people don't understand about the light chip, that it's what Jesus used, and they're stuck in religion, and they don't want to understand anything more than what's being told to them in churches on Sundays, so they have a hard time communicating. But you can do it for anyone if you wish. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, we have a question from Rhonda about the bumblebee room on the light ship. And she says, I had physical muscle movements all over. Please explain.
Well, you're actually probably having a healing there. The bumblebees, we actually ride on them, which is kind of neat, a great experience, but they actually do physical healings on you. So you're actually probably feeling them working on your body, and that was the result of them doing healing work with you. Remember, it's your conscious choice on the light ship how far you want your healing to go. Some people don't want to have a complete healing, or maybe they can't because of their corruptible bodies that are still in quarantine, which is why we do the eight-hour calls. But basically, your healing is what you ask for on the light ship. On the light ship, they'll do all they can to help you. So you probably actually were a seer, a feeler, and you actually had that sensation come to you, and now you know that it actually worked. So that's great. Wonderful, Rhonda. Back to you, Sylvia.
And she also said that she experienced great joy in the bee room also.
Oh, yeah, I love that room. In fact, we'll bring in the energy of the bumblebees again. So here they come. So I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll bring in the honey energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll put some music on, and we'll enjoy that wonderful experience. I love the bumblebees. So here they are. And again, now you have a second time to do a healing session with them. Turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so just to clarify something, we had Twiggy asking about the numerology and how that was related, I guess, to the clearing sample that you did. So would you say, Ron, then, that basically through the planetary cordings is a way that we're being controlled as far as our astrological influences, the numerological influences, and all these different things? It's just a way that's that we're being kind of hooked up into that?
Yeah, see, the darkness created the light of the darkness. This is where people go to with their near-death experiences. When they come back, they tell you how great heaven was, whatever that would be. It's just the light of the darkness that they go to. So we have validation that there is something out there after death. And what happens is the planets control your spirit on its incarnation, and your spirit like picks the best of the worst parents, we'll say. And then from there, it selects the body type, forces your spirit to come into, or maybe gives it a little bit of a choice, I think, maybe a few different families. And then from there, you have to pick the best of the worst. And so all this is controlled by the darkness. And so each time you incarnate, it's because you were chosen by the darkness to get a certain body. So, and they tell you when to come in, so they can control you with the different planets on your natal chart through numerology. So this is how it works. So hopefully that sheds some clarity on you, because you're controlled by the light of the darkness here. This is what people pray to. This is what you pray to when you go to church. You pray to a God outside of yourself, some alien being out there, alien race, planet, etc. You don't know where it's going to. They don't tell you. They just say it's God. And remember, when you pray to something outside of yourself, you are P-R-E-Y to what you're P-R-A-Y-ing to. So some people get kind of shocked when I say that, that how could I be disrespectful of God energy? Well, this is not source energy. This is not creation energy. This is the light of the darkness. And so all God energies that are out there on this planet that people pray to is the darkness, of 100% darkness, no light there. But it gives you false light by the darkness, because they can mimic and create the false darkness energies to fool you, to give you the false information that you are praying or connecting to the light. And this is why Jesus said, go inside, you know, hello. You know, once you understand that, you finally can have comfort that your spirit is very powerful and that you are connected to the light. Otherwise, you keep searching. And the more you search, the more the darkness connects to you. And the darkness can give you this self-fulfilling prophecy that you're on the right path. The light has no preconceived anything for you, because it's free choice, free will. There's no horoscope. There's no natal chart. There's nothing out there, because everything is created instantly in the moment. So this is your free choice, free will. The darkness, on the other hand, does not do that. They give you a predetermined light path. They also talk about that there's divine right order, divine right timing. Well, all that is the darkness controlling you through these barcodes. This is why we do barcode clearing. This is why we have on the website alien attack removals, to get this stuff off of you, and extraterrestrial worms and parasites that inhabit your body. It goes very negative very quickly when I talk about this stuff, only because this stuff is with everybody here. And you want to get it off of you. So if you want to have more light, you must do these clearings. Just thinking about it or reading books will not do anything for you. The clearings is what's needed. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we have Ren on the fast chat with us, with a friend that is listening. And I guess they may be experiencing some pain or discomfort on the right side, maybe the liver area. So Ren is asking if we could have a sample clearing, maybe a parasite clearing or something that might affect that area.
Okay. Doing a single healing is very complicated, because there's so much in the past that can cause that. But here we go. So everybody, we're going to focus on your liver. I'll count to 10 so you can get enough energy in there to release this temporarily for you. I use the word temporarily because you're living the thoughts of your ancestors. If you don't deal with the thoughts of your ancestors, it's going to come back again. And this is why we have so many clearings. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. There we go. We'll just see if that's helped you here. Taking away some alien life forms now out of your liver. And like I said, if you haven't been on the 8-hour calls, you may want to get on these. This is for everybody listening here.
Yeah, especially for these ones coming up this month because they're dealing with the internal organs and cleaning those parasites and entities and things that hide inside the internal organs and take the life energy out of them and that kind of thing. So that should be really, really amazing.
Yep, so here we go. More's coming out here. There we go. So just see how that feels now. Hopefully you have some pain relief there. And there we go. We'll get out some snake energy now out of your liver right now. Here we go. There we go. Out. Okay. And some octopus energy's out. There we go. There we go. Out. There we go. Out. Okay, see how you feel now. We can type back in on the fast chat how you're doing. So what next, Sylvia? We got about 5 minutes to go here.
Well, we had Chris come on the fast chat a little bit ago, and he was asking for a sample of the mind of the body and the infection body clearings.
Okay, the mind of the body is actually your body's healer. We'll just use that terminology there. The mind of the body gives up when you have your death codes. So remember, if you are approaching a death barcode, your mind of your body gives up because it knows that you're on the path of death. And your body now is sensing death because it's now going downhill. So the mind of the body basically gives up healing for you because it knows that these planets are very strong controlling you. And that there's really no hope. There is hope now if you wish to have healings done to get this stuff off of you. But before that, you know, your body has really no hope because you can't get well when you have these death barcodes on you. This is why most people have three of them. Some people only have one, and they kick the bucket in the first one. So here we go. Mind of the body. We'll energize this here now. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that's getting jump started now, and it will go back 7 days ago, bringing the energy in. 6 days, 5 days, 4 days. People need it for 3 days here, between 3 and 4 days. A lot of energy there. Could be somebody who has a problem, maybe a sore throat or something, maybe sinus conditions, maybe even a physical illness right now. Okay, 2 days, 1 day, and today. There we go. So the energies now are more jump-started for you. Remember, your mind of the body works hand-in-hand basically with the dark energy because the dark energy is so powerful that it can't override your death curse on you, your death barcode. So you get it released. Now your mind and your body can say, yeah, now I can heal. I can do physical healings on the body because I'm not predetermined to die. Remember, once it sees that death plan set up for you, you will be on that roller coaster ride to your death. This is why we release those from people, so you can have free choice, free will again, when you choose to leave this planet. Next one here, what's next, Sylvia? Infection body. Here we go. Okay, so the infection body also is one that people have needs to get jump-started again, too. Do the same process. We'll energize it. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And here we go. 7 days ago, energizing. 6, 5. Boy, 4 is still rough here. No more energy there. Okay, 3, 2, 1. And there we go. So these healings are what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. Different names for them naturally. Maybe he didn't talk about the names of these healings. Now we have names for them. And back then it was so much easier to do healings on people. I would say, you know, just, you know, much easier, okay? Remember, we came a long way in negativity here in the last 2,000 years with all the mind energy here. And remember, you live in the thoughts of your ancestors, so the more input that you have coming into your senses here, the more judgment that you're going to be having. So back then, people lived a much simpler life. They still worshipped outside of themselves, naturally, but aside from that, now we have so much more stuff that is keeping us in bondage here, and thoughts and everything else. So, and also the internet, you know, people looking, searching for divinity, you know, trying to find the divine energy outside of yourself. So that hooks you up, too, on certain websites that you go to. So, you know, that's why we have the special healing here on the alien removal section. You can go into websites and type in a website, and it'll actually clear the energy away from you from that website, and it will also start to clean that website up. So, you know, it works both ways. It helps the person who has the website, who thinks they're doing wonderful things, by bringing in the darkness sometimes. So it'll clean it up and also clean you up, too, from being corded, connected to and slimed by the aliens. So back to you, Sylvia. Looks like our time is about over with here.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to say quickly thank you so much, Ren, for letting us know that you're friend says that his side is feeling better after that clearing sample, and appreciate Rhonda all your beautiful comments about the bumblebee, the healing that you had with the bumblebees from the light ship. That's just great. I'm so happy. And everyone else that participated on the fast chat, thank you so much for being with us tonight, and we look forward to having you. I think on the next show will be Monday, 4 p.m. Pacific on Station 1 on BBS. And definitely, you know, connect with Ron and do whatever you can, the conference calls and these healing intensives that are coming up. And, you know, take a journal and journal your progress this month and the things that change in your life as you go through all these amazing healings. And I guarantee your life will be completely different after a month of doing that. So anyway, blessings, everyone, and I'll say goodnight and then back over to you, Ron.
Okay, I'll just answer one question from Heal. She's asking why people have sometimes more death barcodes than others. The people who have more than three, normally it's because your spirit's probably more awakened, and so they want to make sure that they get you, so that they put them into place. Myself, I've had 27 of them put on me, and I'm still here, and the lightship takes them off me naturally because I have a mission here that I have to do. I won't say I have to do it, but I enjoy doing it. Let's put it that way. So for me, I have to do it, but, you know, with free choice, free will, I could give up any day here and not do it, but I enjoy this here. So, but, yeah, everybody has a number of them. You're going to have at least typically three. Some people have about seven. It just depends how the darkness wants to take you out of here. So they do put them in place. But most people, body and spirit is not strong enough, so three is what they feel is sufficient to actually kill you. And like I said before, some people only have one. So it means that you're very weakened by your spirit. Maybe you get some really horrific illness, and it takes you out on the first one. This is why people have short lives, because they're not strong enough spiritually with their spirit energy and body energy to sustain life here, so they go out quickly. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. Our next show is Monday, and the archives, the healings work on it. It'll work for 2 months once you start listening to them. After that, the lightship knows that you listen to them, and the healings will not work. And naturally, on Saturday, the lightship healings will not work when we go to the lightship, but you will feel the energy. So I'll say blessings to all of you. Have a good evening, and bye, everybody. And get on that 8-hour call. Believe me, you need to get on there to get cleaned out.